Jesslyn Elliott says, if you want to keep your dog in Tuntutuliak, you need to lock it up.
You know, keep it tied up or inside, you know, so that we don't, you know, that we don't think it's a stray dog.
Elliott is coordinating an ambitious project with Bethel Friends of Canines and Alaskan Animal Rescue Friends. Volunteers will head to Tuntutuliak on January 31st to remove all the stray dogs and put them up for adoption. Stray dogs are a well-known problem in villages. Teresa Quiner is the vice president of Bethel Friends of Canines.
You know, people don't have ready access to spay-neuter services, and so, I mean, the inevitable result is that there's a lot of puppies being born.
While Bethel Friends of Canines has removed stray dogs from villages before, the organization has never done anything on this scale. Quiner and Elliott say that the village traditional council contacted them to remove the dogs. Elliott says it's taking all kinds of partners, from airlines to veterinarians, to make this happen.
Like, I mean, I don't know where we would be with, honestly, without Raven and Grant. They help out so much.
Raven, Grant, and Northern Air Cargo are flying in kennels and donating space to fly the stray dogs to Anchorage. Other volunteers will help vaccinate the animals. But it still requires a lot of money. The two organizations are using a fundraising website. After being caught and vaccinated, only some of the dogs will find a home in Bethel, and most will head to Anchorage.
It's such a high volume of dogs that we're expecting to bring in that we'll probably ship most of them directly to our rescue partners in Anchorage.
Meanwhile, Bethel Friends of Canines is also putting up a spay-neuter clinic in Tuntutuliak during the first week of March. But these aren't the only efforts. Last year, a grant from a nonprofit provided support for veterinarian care in Bethel and established a mobile clinic for villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Quiner and Elliott say that the other villages who wish to remove their stray dogs the way Tuntutuliak plans to just have to contact Bethel Friends of Canines on its website or Facebook page. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.